Welcome to Awesome Talk, a production of Arkansas State University Mountain Home with support from KTLO. Hi, I'm Christy Kern, and I'll be introducing you to the awesome people and programs right here in our community on the campus of ASU Mountain Home. Welcome back to Awesome Talk. We are here today with one of my favorite people and one of our favorite community education instructors, Mr. Jim Carroll. Jim, it's good to see you today.
It's good to see you, Chrissy. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm excited that community education is finally starting back. We can get together.
Yes, it's a pleasure, and we're going to have a great class.
I'm excited. I'm really excited. You and Peter Giuliano have quite a following.
Yeah.
Tell me about y'all's partnership.
Well, when Peter was in one of my classes, and he liked it, and I said, "Well, why don't you help me teach? And he said, "Well, I don't know anything about American history." And I said, "Well, I don't know anything about technology either. So we'd make a good team." And so we've worked together now. This is our second class that we're teaching together, and we have a really good time.
That's awesome. Well, I'm excited about this one because you're kind of picking up where you left off with your last class. Tell us about where you left off and what you're going to do in this.
The last class was scheduled to go through the Battle of Yorktown, and the COVID virus interrupted the class, and so we had to stop before we got completed. I did send some follow-up information out to the class, but I thought it would be a good idea for us to go ahead and begin this class with the Battle of Yorktown. And so we're going to do a run-up to the Battle of Yorktown. Then we're going to do the Treaty of Paris, which formally ended the American Revolution.
Wow.
2 years, I might add, after the Battle of Yorktown.
Wow.
People don't realize how long it took to finish that.
Wow.
Then we're going to do the Constitutional Convention.
Oh,
and
good.
We're going to do the American Constitution, the writing of the American Constitution, and we're going to study George Washington's two terms, John Adams' term. Thomas Jefferson's turn, the Lewis and Clark expedition, all kinds of fun things, including Louisiana Purchase.
Wow.
And then we're going to do James Madison's contribution to the Constitution and his term as president. And then we're going to end up with the Battle of New Orleans in 1815, which a lot of people don't realize was just a few short years after the Battle of Yorktown.
Good grief.
And we call
a lot happened in that short time.
A lot happened in that short time. We almost went to war with France. We did go to war with Great Britain. And of course, we had the Aaron Burr-Hamilton duel that occurred in between. And John Adams made a lot of people mad when he appointed John Marshall to the U.S. Supreme Court. But John Marshall, we're going to study John Marshall's contribution to the Supreme Court.
And what was that? Tell us about that.
Well, when the Supreme Court was first written into the Constitution, the main emphasis was on the presidency and the Congress, and the Supreme Court was sort of an afterthought. But they knew they had to have a court, and so what John Marshall did was he made the Supreme Court an equal, if not superior, branch of the government. In the case of Marbury versus Madison.
Wow.
And that brought the Supreme Court to the forefront as an equal institution with Congress
and
the president.
Wow. You teach constitutional law, do you not?
Yes.
At the University of Mississippi,
Hotty toddy.
Tell us about that. What's your experience with that? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I practiced law for 40 years in Jackson, Mississippi. And during that period of time, I got to be friends with a lot of the federal and state judges, and one of the people that I was fortunate enough to meet and become friends with was Justice Scalia, who came here to Mountain Home a few years ago and stayed in our home, and we got to be friends, and he came up, if you'll recall, and helped teach the constitutional law course at Mountain Home, and needless to say, we had a bigger crowd for his session than any of mine.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Mountain Home, Arkansas owes you a debt for bringing Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia to town. I don't know that any other Supreme Court justice has ever been here. I'm sure they haven't.
I don't think there have. I think that President Truman was here for the dedication of
the Norfolk. Bridge, or the Norfolk Dam.
For the Norfolk Dam. But I don't think there's ever been another Supreme Court justice here. And, of course, I had talked to Justice Scalia about coming to visit and turkey hunting and trout fishing for a couple of years. Yeah. I had been taking him turkey hunting and fishing for in Mississippi a lot, and then he decided he wanted to come. I said, "Well, why don't you come up to the Ozark Mountains? It's a lot prettier than it is over here where we live." And he said, "Well, he would." And he came. It took us 2 years to arrange the. And you know the other thing that a lot of people don't realize is that we were able to get Justice Scalia to. Agreed to name the Scalia Institute of Criminal Justice at Mountain Home, at Arkansas State University Mountain Home, which was the first, school that was dedicated to his name.
Isn't that something?
And actually, my wife Caroline and Joanne Dukes were in D.C. and. Justice Scalia was kind of balking at doing anything. He said, "You're not supposed to name something after somebody until they're dead." And she and Joanne had lunch with Justice Scalia and said, "You got to do this." And so they were responsible. And he actually sent me an email three weeks before he died. He was coming up for the dedication. I really miss him. He was a great American and a great conversationalist.
Yes, as are you.
He really wanted to know what a neutral legal mind thought. He wasn't so much into teaching you. He wanted you to tell him.
Isn't that something?
What you thought about. What you thought about a particular point of law, if you didn't have an interest in the case, he wanted to know what your thinking was. He wasn't preachy about trying to teach you. He wanted to know what a neutral lawyer thought, and he usually incorporated a lot of those thoughts into his opinions that he had in a lot of them. Honestly, took place over hunting trips and fishing trips.
Where he listened to other people's
opinions. He listened to other people,
I love that.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to finish our conversation about Justice Scalia, talk a little bit more about community education, and tell people how they can sign up for the class.
Okay.
ASU Mountain Home is proud to be recognized as the top in the nation, located within minutes of two beautiful lakes and three rivers that feature great fishing and water sports. Hiking, camping, and hunting opportunities also abound in this region. The campus of ASUMH, situated on scenic rolling hills, will truly inspire you to reach for your educational goals and change your life. Your future looks awesome at ASUMH. Live it while you learn it. For more information, visit asumh.edu.
Jim Carroll and I are here today talking about a new community education course that he and Peter Giuliano have starting real soon. And it is going to be Yorktown to New Orleans, the two wars for American independence. And we are so fortunate to have Jim and Peter, who have teamed up again, this time to offer an early American history class. And we are just so proud of you guys for doing this, because you donate that money that you earn from the fees for community education back to the college, which is something rare. That doesn't usually happen. We appreciate your contribution back to the college for sharing your expertise and knowledge.
It's a great school and great people, and it's always a pleasure to make any contribution that that we can. And as I've told you before, it's so much fun for me. I'd pay y'all to let me teach it.
Well, I tell you what, you have quite a following. I think we already have 30 people signed up for the course, maybe more after the weekend that we just had. But this is a non-credit course right now with no grades. But you will give people an examination if they want one, right?
If they want one, and I do, and I am, I do have the authority to give a grade. I don't think the college wants to fool with that right now. And it's not designed to be a graded course. It's designed for fun and community education. But
right.
If somebody's just dying for an exam, I'll give them one.
Well, aren't you something? It's going to meet Tuesdays and Thursdays. It starts October 12th, and it's going to end November 18th, which is right before Thanksgiving, right?
Right.
Okay, good. And it's going to meet from 3 to 4:30, from what I understand, in the Trout Room at the Shed, so we can spread people out a little bit more. There's good technology in there, so we should have no problems at all. And the cost for that class is $75, which is quite the bargain, given that you and Peter have the history that you do, and we're so proud to have you guys teach them for us. Tell me a little bit more about the class y'all taught for us when Justice Scalia was here. That was quite an experience, because our students were able to take a history class alongside your community education class, where students and community education students were together in a classroom, and that lasted a whole semester, I believe.
Yes.
You brought in federal judges, state judges. We had the Arkansas Supreme Court there, and then that night Justice Scalia spoke to the community. He also spoke to a class that day.
He spoke to my class that day, and I think it was a great experience for the students and the not just the community education group, but the history department.
Yes.
Pretty well converged on the place. And by the way, on the course that we're teaching starting tomorrow, there is, I'm not sure if the mask requirement is still in place to mm-hmm. go to class, mm-hmm. but you all have been nice enough to give the discretion about whether to wear a mask to the teacher, and there will be no masks as long as people do their social distancing.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons you picked the Trout Room.
The Trout Room, yes, so we could spread out.
So people won't have to wear a mask as long as they socially distance.
Right.
I've had all my shots, and I'm not going to give them anything.
You've had COVID shots.
I've had COVID shots.
Well, I tell you what, you even had the booster, I think, didn't you?
I did it. I had it last week.
Good for you.
Yeah, I wanted to be sure we had everything in place before we started the course.
And, well, people are so excited to have community education classes starting again. I know we have another ACT prep class started, or on the schedule. We also have a fly fishing course on the schedule. So it's time that those classes started back. It's something that the community values so much. When you have a college in your town, the more you can take advantage of the knowledge base that's there at the college and in the community. The community education teachers are so kind to share their expertise with folks. Heck, you teach law school, and here people are able to take a class from you in a classroom at ASU Mountain Home. It's incredible.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm not sure if I'm still an adjunct professor at the Ole Miss Law School, but I know I'm an adjunct professor here because Dr. Myers told me I was. But I haven't taught the law school course in a year, but I have had the pleasure of helping young students get into law school.
Sure.
And get started in law school, and here at Arkansas State Mountain Home as well. And as a matter of fact, when I was in Oxford over the weekend, one of my colleagues, John Case, was there, and I was happy to learn that one of my students that I helped get into law school made an A on his midterm exam, and John Case does not give out A's.
Wow.
And so Case and I were talking about it, and he said, yeah. He said, you haven't sent me a bad one yet. And I said, well, you know, my life is still young. I'll find some way to mess it up before it's over with. But this young man has really done well. And, of course, you know, Dr. Meyer's son, Hunter,
yes,
graduated from the University of Mississippi, and now he is the editor of the Law Journal at the Alabama School of Law.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah,
I'm proud of him.
Yeah, he's done really, really well. In fact, he, I think, is the only other A that I've ever heard of John Case giving out. So that was quite an accomplishment.
Wow. Yeah. That's so cool. Okay, while we're talking about Ole Miss and law school and all those things, I'm going to ask you to tell one story that's my favorite story that you tell, and that is when you had to grade a paper for Robert Kayat, who used to be the chancellor
yeah.
of the University of Mississippi. But before that, he was at the law school. Tell that story for me, if you would.
Yeah, you used to write the exams in these little blue books.
Yeah.
You had everything was in longhand, and they didn't grade by name. You had a number because they didn't want there to be any. They didn't want somebody to get a grade because they knew the professor.
Sure, partiality.
So we graded by numbers. And I was reading this one paper, and I got over to somewhere around page 200 and something, and the guy had just stuck in the middle of his answer. He was writing, it had nothing to do with what he was answering a question, and he wrote down, "And if you read this far, I will buy you a steak dinner." And I thought that was funny. And so when Robert and I were going back over the grades, I said, "Robert, this is hilarious. You got to take a look at this." And he looked at it, and he got his grade out, and he started looking up the name, and he picked up the phone, and he said, "John, this is Dr. Kayat. You owe Jim Carroll and me a steak dinner." And it was John Grisham was who had written it. And
how awesome.
Isn't that funny?
It is so awesome. Well, John Grisham, always a favorite writer and a super cool guy. What's he doing now? Do you know?
Writing books.
Yeah,
He lives in Virginia, and he sold his place in Oxford.
Uh-huh.
And he lives in Virginia and in Miami. I think he's got a home in Miami somewhere or thereabouts. But he mostly just writes books. He's a much better
Not
writer.
Not practicing law anymore.
Well, he's a much better writer than he is a lawyer, I'll tell you that.
We're on the air. If we're recording this, I'm not going to play it for him. I won't. Well, he probably doesn't need it anymore, right?
No, he doesn't need
the headaches of law.
He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the headaches of practicing law. But he is a funny guy, and the library at the law school is named for him.
Aw, that's awesome.
Yeah, he gave a lot of money to the library. He's given a lot of money to charities all over the country.
That's awesome. Well, I love to hear a good story like that. That's a great one. We're about to wrap it up. I just want to say one thing. We do have a number of community education classes starting. One of the ones that might be important to you if you are a student in high school, we have an ACT class that is starting. It's a six-hour course that will prepare you for different kinds of questions in reading, English, writing, math, and science, and will give you pointers on time management, anxiety relief, scoring, and general test-taking strategies for standardized tests, which sometimes are tough to take just because of the time requirement.
They are, and by the way, before we end up, we should tell people if you haven't signed up for the history course that Peter and I are teaching, you can come to the class tomorrow and sign up.
True,
so it's not too late. It's not
Absolutely.
Too late to sign up, and the more, the merrier, because it's more.
Got plenty of room.
Yeah, we got plenty of room.
I think so, too. While you mentioned signing up, I'll just tell you, for any of our community education classes, we're going to ask you to call Jennifer Harris, who is in the School of Business and Technology, and Jennifer's number is 508-6277, or you can email her if you want to at jharris@asumh.edu. She is the person who is taking registrations right now, and we're in the middle of changing software programs. We will eventually get back to the point where you can register online, but without any complications at all, you can just call Jennifer at that number, and she'll get you registered. Or, as Jim said, show up for class, and we'll take your registration there.
And I guarantee you, if you take this class, you'll learn something about the American Revolution that you never were taught taught in high school or college.
Well, I tell you one thing. I learn something new every time I'm around you, Jim Carroll. I learn things from Peter all the time. Peter is an incredible person. We didn't get to talk enough about his background. We'll have him on another day.
He's the producer. He was the producer of the TV series Law and Order.
Absolutely. And among a thousand other shows.
Among a lot of other shows.
Yes.
That's right.
Peter is a man that is an incredible person and the most humble person I know for
and
what
a dear
he has
friend,
done.
A dear friend of mine. He's really helped me a lot with these courses because I'm not technically adept. So he's really been helpful, and we've had a good time teaching together.
Well, we'll get Peter on sometime to tell us his story. I'd love to have him on. In the meantime, if you want to register for Jim and Peter's class, which is called Yorktown to New Orleans, The Two Wars for American Independence, it's going to start tomorrow, October 12th, and run through November 18th. So call us and get in on that class. Or if you're interested in ACT prep or fly fishing, you can call Jennifer Harris as well. Jennifer's number is 508-6277, and she'll help you out. Thank you for listening to Awesome Talk today. We love telling you the stories about the great people, programs, and all the good things going on at ASU Mountain Home and in our community. We'll be back soon with another edition of Awesome Talk. Until then, check out our website at asumh.edu. Thanks for listening to Awesome Talk. We're so excited to tell you about the great things going on our campus. And if you know someone who's awesome that you'd like to hear more about or from, please contact me at ASU Mountain Home and let me know who that is, and we'll try to get them on a show. I am Christy Kern. I'm at 508-6109, and I would love to hear from you. If you need more information about getting started at ASUMH, you can visit our website at asumh.edu.
This has been Awesome Talk, a production of ASU Mountain Home.